Welcome back. We touched on this just a little earlier about the story. It came on 7 News last night that Sydney and New South Wales government is interested in poaching the Formula One Grand Prix from Melbourne when the contract expires in 2025. So, of course, it's been down at Albert Park since moving from South Australia. That was controversial in itself, went from Adelaide to Melbourne. And since 1996, that's where it's been, and it will be until 2025. So this story says sensitive high-level talks are underway with the Perrottet government to assess the feasibility of hosting the major event in Sydney. Investment Minister Stuart Ayres is reportedly leading this charge. It would focus on a Monaco-style street race along Sydney Harbour to capitalise on the city's celebrated beauty. Now, this comes after, in June, the New South Wales government said it had a $200 million slush fund, an event fund, which it said at the time would put New South Wales in pole position to secure major events. Now, as you'd expect, Andrew Westacott, who we had on this program this week, he's the CEO of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation, which runs Formula One down there and, of course, MotoGP as well. He said, look, we have absolutely no intention of giving this up and we will dig in deep. We've got a commitment to stage the race with Formula One and the government next year. We expect that to continue right up until 2025. We have a very close relationship that goes back decades. Our remit, he said, is to look beyond 2025. But he was wary that nothing's guaranteed in the world of Formula One. It'd be absolutely awesome. Make no doubt about that. It'd be awesome to have a Formula One race in Sydney. And I can tell you that previously they've thought about this and they've sniffed around this and they've thought it would just be a great thing. But then imagine being the person that has to shut down Sydney for essentially a week, really. If we had the race, Mark Webber drove a Formula One car across Sydney Harbour Bridge a few years back, and it was a great spectacle. But it's not easy to do in terms of shutting everything down and setting everything up. I'd love to see it. Can you imagine the cars going down around the rocks across Sydney Harbour? It'd be a spectacle like no other. You'd blow Formula One away. However, the logistics around this say to me that it's near on impossible to get through, to get past the people of Sydney. It'd be unreal, but unlikely.